Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, we're talking about a group of culinary essentials, herbs. Nothing brings any dish to life more than fresh herbs right from the garden. Although there are many plants that make up this group, some of the most common include basil, cilantro, dill, fennel, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, and thyme. And collectively, they're incredibly undemanding in what they need to grow and thrive. Even if you don't have room for a garden, as long as you have sun, you can grow herbs, which makes them perfect candidates for containers. All herbs benefit from a sunny location, but after that, just provide them with good drainage, light, even watering, and let them go. For the most part, they have little need for supplemental nutrients and thrive on neglect. With so many variety choices, it can be hard to know where to even begin. But a good place to start is to grow what you like for seasonings on your favorite dishes. When it comes to low-maintenance plants, herbs are the textbook example. As long as the soil is well-drained, diseases are few. And because of their strong scents, herbs have few pest problems. In fact, herbs are a fantastic way to repel pests from your other garden plants. For example, basil planted near tomatoes helps repel tomato hornworms, and dill planted near cucumbers repels cucumber beetles. On top of that, when herbs are allowed to go to flower, they are about the best plants you can grow for attracting pollinators to your garden. And just one more thing, herbs like dill and fennel are a magnet and host plant for many butterflies, like swallowtails, that lay their eggs on the plants, and the hatching larvae feed on it. What a sight that is! So even if you don't use herbs in the kitchen, they're a must-have plant for creating a thriving ecosystem and a real thrill to see your garden come to life when you add herbs. Herbs offer so much return on your investment, not only for all they do for your garden and wildlife, but the fact that you only need to harvest a little at a time for whatever it is you're making inside. When it comes to using herbs, a little bit really does go a long way. Just cut what you need, a stem or two is about all it ever takes, and you'll have plenty for that night's meal. We love making homemade pizza at my house, and there's nothing better than stepping outside for a few snips of fresh basil. That incredible fragrance instantly rewards you, and oh, how it adds to the pizza. It doesn't get any fresher or better than that. And herbs store well, too, either dried or frozen. So that's a little bit of the down and dirty on growing herbs. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.